This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, back here on 92.3 The Fan, Anthony Lima, Dale Ryder, and we are pleased to be joined on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline with none other than Greedy Williams, who's smiling already. He says he's getting the lay of the land down in Cleveland. What's that been like? It's got to be a whirlwind for you so far.
It's been fun, man. You know, just bonding with all the vets, you know, coming in as a rookie. You know, just following their footsteps, you know, and them telling me, you know, things to do and how to practice. So, you know, it's been a great experience out here in Cleveland, man. You know, it just, I'm ready to get the season going now.
What is that like with you? Your focus, obviously, on football. They're giving you all the things you need to be able to do to get on the field as soon as possible, but at the same time, just moving to a totally different area of the country.
You know, it's always a change, and you know, this is a great change for me. You know, growing up, you know, this is my job now. Always been a dream, you know, just to go play for an NFL team. Got the opportunity, so you know, I'm just, you know, happy, you know, just to be here, you know, and you know, happy to be on this team.
It took you no time to make quite the impression here in Cleveland. Got yourself called to the principal's office. When's the last time before you had to walk in and say hello to Freddie Kitchens that you got busted?
Yeah. You know, Freddie, you know, great man. You know, I just thank him every day, you know, just for, you know, bringing me in, you know, believing in me, you know, and, you know, just trusting in what I do. And, you know, like I said, like you said, coming into the principal office, you know, it's kind of scary. You don't know what to expect. But, you know, he just told me, you know, more work, you know, less talk. So, you know, I took that in deep. You know, I just been working since.
Obviously, it's great, you know, when you come to a new team and you do have those high expectations. Right. Odell Beckham Jr. has said the same thing since coming to the Browns. But, what's that like, though, you know, when you're coming to that next level and you know that that's where the bar has been set and you're going to be counted on as being one of those players to help the team get to that bar?
Like I said, you know, just trusting the coaches, you know, and trusting everybody around. And, you know, just my job, you know, doing my job, you know, make sure I'm performing well at that. And like I said, like, we could just come out here and practice and work towards that goal. You know, the hard work you put in, it's always something successful on the back end. So, you know, we just gonna come out here and work every day, you know, and, you know, try to accomplish that goal.
Greedy Williams joining us here at Browns camp. So what has it been like? What's the speed been like? Everybody always asks that question to some of the younger guys, but now you're getting your fill. You're going up against some of the real guys and some of the better wide receivers in this league.
No, these guys are fast, man. You know, you gotta play everything right. You know, you gotta be perfect at everything you do. So, you know, yeah, they fast, and you know, like I said, like, you just gotta be perfect at everything you're doing. Come in, you know, and trust what the coach is saying, and you know, that'll put you in a great position.
How different is it when on draft night they love you? They build you up. You do all the fun promotional stuff. The fans are loving every minute of it. And then out here, you kind of get knocked down to size probably immediately.
You know, it's kind of like you said, it's all love in the beginning. But then when it comes to football, it's all serious. You know, it's like they say, it's a job. You know, take it serious. And, you know, when we come to football, you know, it's no laughing, no playing. You know, it's straight serious. Because, like you said, we only got one goal, you know, and that goal, you know, just go win. And, you know, we win consistently. You know, we put ourselves in we give ourselves a great shot.
You do play a position where you have to have an extremely short memory. Saw you out there making a couple of plays, but also saw a couple where you didn't make the play. So how, you as a player, how do you compartmentalize so that not making a play doesn't affect you the next time the opportunity to make a play comes up?
That's just coming in, watching film. You know, I'm in here every morning at 6:45 watching film. We don't have to be here till 8 o'clock. Me and my coach in here watching film, you know, just critiquing my game, you know, and he helping me out, you know, things that I need to get better on. And, you know, I come out here and try to get better on the things that we picked out I should get better on. So, like I said, it all comes down to, like, how much you study yourself, you know, and how bad you want it.
After you were drafted, obviously, one of the things we did talk to you about was the tackling. And you said, hey, my responsibilities at LSU were different, and I did my job the way I was coached to do my job. How different is the coaching that you've already received since getting here to Cleveland compared to how you were coached up at LSU for your position?
So now you're a pro, so, you know, you don't really got too many coaches, you know, just, you know, all up on you. So they expect you to know your things. But, like, I got a great coach, man, D-Walk. You know, he called me every night, you know, and tell me, you know, things about the how I practice today. So, you know, my coach, you know, we got a great bond, you know, off the start. You know, he can call me anytime, know I'm there. And, you know, like I said, D-Walk, one of them guys, you know, who wants you to be better. You know, he wants you to, you know, do all the right things. So, you know, him, me and him just coming in every morning, you know, chopping down the film, you know, that means a lot to me because, you know, he care and, you know, he want to see me do better.
Is there a drastic difference in the technique that you use now? Now that you're at this level, yeah. Do you change your technique?
Yeah, you have to. You know, guys are faster. You have to, you know, kind of tweak my technique a little bit. And like I said, me just trusting what D-Walk saying, you know, it made me a lot better today.
So obviously a year ago, Denzel Ward was where you were now. He had a great rookie campaign. Obviously a lot of buzz surrounding him now going into year two. Have you kind of picked his brain a little bit? Have you leaned on him at all? Has he been giving you some coaching?
You know, I always talk to D. Ward. I asked him yesterday, you know, how was his first day at camp? You know, he said, no, it was all right. You know, it wasn't the best of what I expected. And, I kind of felt that same way. So, you know, just him, you know, being at the top of me, you know, and, you know, just telling me, you know, about the different plays that's coming and things like that. So we definitely got a great connection. And, you know, like I said, Denzel, you know, he always, you know, on my back end. If I need a question, if I got a question, I'll ask him first.
Any SEC versus Big Ten rivalry kind of brewing there?
Nah, we ain't had that yet. You know, I got to get closer to him a little more, you know, and then them conversations come.
All right, what else out there on the defense? Fans are so excited about some of the new names and obviously the guys that have been there in the past, like Myles Garrett. How is this team growing, you know, defensively?
I feel like we got a great defense, you know. Like I said, our coaches, man, we got great coaches. You know, they putting us in position to make all kinds of plays. And like today, you know, we made a lot of plays. You know, we played up to that Super Bowl defense. And, you know, if we just keep that going every day, you know, no doubt we'll be one of the top defenses in this league.
You look at that defensive front, Myles, Olivier Vernon, Sheldon Richardson in there. What does having a type of front like that do for you on the back end?
Oh, it definitely make your job easier. You know, the quarterback, you know, making the quarterback make rush throws, you know, give us opportunity to make picks. So defense all work as one. You know, we got the D-line, you know, pushing the quarterback. We got the linebackers blitzing in and out, kind of sending zones. And we got the, you know, the secondary who, you know, protect the pass. So, you know, working all as one defense, you know, that'll give us a great opportunity, you know, just to make plays.
When you look at the big picture now, and you know, this is like a small step in the process. You go from rookie camp to OTAs. You'll have a veteran mini camp, take a little break, training camp. How are you adjusting to this schedule? And yeah, because it's got to be a lot different than college, where you're squeezing in your studies and your social life and all those type of things.
You know, it's a long day. It's like a 9-to-5 job, but longer. So, like you said, like, this is my job now, so I got to come in and, you know, just take it serious. You know, no matter how long they have us here, you know, it's a reason we here, you know, to make us, you know, get caught up on things that the vets already know. So, you know, it just, like I said, I don't really too much stress about it. You know, I'm just here, you know, I just want to get better, you know, and, you know, be a player to impact on their defense.
They say the best players in the game really truly love the game. When did you fall in love with the game of football?
Probably when I was in high school. Coach put me a cornerback. You know, I was an offensive guy, obviously, and I just wanted to score touchdowns. But, you know, he put me a cornerback. You know, I kind of excelled from there. You know, I took it serious. Went to LSU, got an offer from LSU. I knew where I was going when I got offered. So, you know, I say since high school, you know, that kind of prevailed me, you know, to love football more and, you know, take what I do serious.
Do you think that, like, when did you know you were an NFL caliber player?
No, just growing up, man. You know, people saw it in me. You know, they said, everybody told me, you know, growing up, I was a star growing up, so everybody said I had the potential. So, you know, just taking that football stuff, you know, to another level when I got to high school, you know, really, you know, pushed it to the NFL level.
What's it been like battling with Baker out there?
Baker, you know, he fun, man. You know, he'll talk to you, you know, like you said, like, he's one of them great quarterbacks, you know, who love to compete. And, you know, I'm one of them corners that love to compete. So, you know, we be in each other's ears, but, you know, he's a great quarterback, and, you know, he stand out well, you know, when he throwing that pass.
You have no problem giving it right back to him?
Yeah, I don't got no problem giving right back to him, because I know one thing, he'll score.
Who's the loudest on this defense?
The loudest on the defense? No, everybody just be talking, so you really can't really tell. I say the linebackers. The linebackers, you know, they kind of screaming a lot.
Who talks the best trash among the receivers, though?
You know, since I'm new, you know, they ain't really going to say too much right now.
They gotta... Wait a minute. Don't they usually pick on the new guy? Isn't that how that's supposed to work?
Yeah, but they don't really say too much. You know, everybody kind of like just like, you know, just kind of chill right now. I guess when they get used to me and you know, I'm in the system well, you know, they feel like now's the time, you know, just start getting his ear a little bit now.
All right, so what's the first thing you did when you found out Cleveland? Did you go to the Wikipedia page? Did you call anybody that you know in the NFL that lives in Cleveland? And so far, what do you know about this city?
Oh, I know a lot. You know, they got, it's where LeBron from, you know, they got a great city. You know, they definitely breed football up here. They got the Hall of Fame in Ohio. You know, I just did a lot of studying, you know, them things that I found out. And, you know, I'm just a blessing to be a part of this great team.
Are you an East Sider or West Sider?
I heard the East Side is the bad side, so I'm going to go with the West.
Well, 216-578-0092, they're going to want to call in immediately. All right, well, we appreciate you taking the time, man. Sure. Best of luck, and enjoy the rest of your stay here, especially when you get some free time.
Thanks.
You know, figure out what you're going to do.
And stay out of Freddie Kitchen's office, will you?
Yes, sir, I got you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.